For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. There's a lot of talk about new wash day products going around these days, but the big news is the news about new deep cleaning Oxidol. Now, you've probably heard about no-rinse suds, but common sense tells you that no-rinse suds just can't get out all the dirt. If you tried no-rinse suds, you know through personal experience that they always leave in a certain amount of graying dirt. Now, that's what makes the news about new Oxidol all the more amazing. For Oxidol saves you rinsing and gets out the graying dirt, too. It's designed to wash clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Yes, with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt that no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. Now, Oxidol can do this because it reaches deep down into the fibers of clothes, loosens dirt, lifts it up, and floats it away. Clothes come out sparkling clean, deep clean, gloriously white, beautifully soft, wonderfully sweet-smelling. And Oxidol is grand for washable colors, too. So ask your dealer for this amazing new Oxidol in the same familiar package. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, when we left Ma on Friday, she had just told us what she thinks of the blossoming affair between Faye and Spencer Grayson. Ma approves. In fact, everybody approves. There's only one discordant note. That fellow in town whom Spencer wants to help. Tom Wells, a much-decorated aviator whom Spencer knew during the war and who now seems down on his luck. Why is Tom Wells so unpleasant to Spencer? Well, right now, let's join the folks. It's shortly after 10 o'clock at night, and Willie and Evie and Shuffle have all been visiting Ma. Listen.
It's late, Evie. Come on, let's go home.
So early?
Yeah, I guess he won't bring her home for a couple of hours yet, so... we might as well give up.
What's the matter, Evie? Is the evening a total loss if you don't get a chance to look at Spencer Grayson?
Well, I didn't say the evening was a total loss, Shuffle.
You certainly act like the evening was a total loss. And you know, that's all I get at home, Shuffle. Spencer Grayson, Spencer Grayson.
Oh, that's not true.
Now. You stop teasing Evie, the both of you. Well, it is real nice of you to come over, Evie, really. I reckon Faye won't get home much before midnight.
Yeah, that's what I said. So, Willie, go and get my galoshes, will you? I'll put them on here.
Willie, go get my galoshes. Yeah, it's a dog's life.
Well, how does it look, Ma? About Faye and Spencer, I mean. Did they seem happy going out with him?
Yes, every child's Faye seemed happy.
And all dressed up, too, Evie.
You mean that was dressed formal? Faye was wearing a formal and all her jewelry?
No. Faye looked real pretty, but she was wearing it black.
Mm.
Here are your galoshes, Evie. Stick your feet in them, and I'll buckle them for you.
Well, thanks, honey, but first I want to hear about... But these aren't mine. These must be Faye's. No, they're Ma's. For heaven's sakes, Willie, don't you know my galoshes by now?
Of course, it would be too simple for you to get your own galoshes. They all look alike to me. A galosh is a galosh.
Well, go on, Ma. Faye was wearing all her jewelry, you say?
No, Evie, but your little sister looked real cute, and Mr. Spencer Grayson looked real handsome. Me and Ma stood here watching them go out, and we both decided they looked like $1 million.
Oh, gee. I'd have given anything to see them. Oh, thanks, Willie.
You're welcome, Your Majesty. Put out the royal foot, and the footman will put the galosh on your footsie, Your Majesty.
And you, Shuffle, I must say it's a great change for the better that you admit that something's nice for a change, instead of making those jokes of yours. You do admit Spencer Grayson and Faye make a wonderful couple.
Why, sure I do, Evie. Did I ever give any other impression?
Well, Shuffle is always like Mr. Grayson, Evie. And tonight, Shuffle said something so wonderful about Mr. Grayson. Oh, Lynn, I've been feeling happy ever since.
Hmm? What was it you said, Shuffle? Evie, don't just sit there with your foot out like a lump. Push.
Here, Willie, I'll do it. What was it you said, Shuffle?
Oh, I ain't rightly sure I know what Ma's referring to.
Oh, about that boy who's working here in town, that man. Tom Wells, the one who was Spencer's friend during the war.
Oh, the aviator, the one who's working in Al's all-night diner. Yeah, that's right. His name is Tom Wells.
Yeah.
He was a big hero, Spencer Grayson says.
And Spencer Grayson wants to help him. And Shuffle told me how it made such a deep impression on him, Mr. Grayson being so nice about this other fella. Shuffle said that Spencer Grayson is a real noble young man.
Well, sure he is. I've been saying so right along.
You've been saying so all around town, too. I swear, if I was a jealous man, I'd have cause for a divorce, the way she carries on about Spencer Grayson.
Well, who's carrying on? After all, how many baby sisters have I got going out with such a wonderful fellow? Good-looking and rich and young and treats her like a regular little queen? Well, you better stop saying such things, Willie, making it sound like I want Spencer Grayson for myself, or it'll be me who got grounds for divorce.
No. What kind of talk is this? Well, it's too bad that you're going home so early, Willie, Evie.
I reckon I'll get along home too, Ma. Tarnation, yes. It's 10:30. I realize I ain't Spencer Grayson, Evie, but could I walk along with you anyhow?
Spencer Grayson. Why do I get kidded about Spencer Grayson? Is it myself I want Spencer Grayson for? No. How many
baby sisters
have I got?
Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, Shuffle, Willie, don't. Well, I'll walk you to the door.
Well, thanks for the tea and cookies, Ma.
Oh, that's all right, honey.
Oh, gee, I wonder where they went tonight. Dancing, probably. Nice music, and the lights are low. Come on, Willie, let's you and me go home.
And now our scene changes. We pass over the next couple of hours. No, Spencer Grayson and Faye haven't gone dancing. They've spent the evening very quietly and pleasantly playing bridge at Gladys Pendleton's. Now about midnight, we find that Spencer just brought Faye home. He assists her out of the car. Well, listen.
Thank you, kind sir.
Oh, she's light as a feather on the gentleman's arm. Look at those stars, Faye.
Yes, I noticed them from Gladys's porch. It's a beautiful night.
Too beautiful to go straight in. You have to go in, Faye?
Who was it said the only thing we have to do is die? No, I don't have to go in.
Die? Never. Faye is going to live forever. Come on, I'll race you down to the corner.
Why, Spencer, you're feeling very frisky tonight, aren't you? I'll walk down to the corner with you, but no race.
All right. Yeah, I do feel frisky. Mm-mm-mm. Be what? Careful. You want 7 years of bad luck? You mustn't step on the cracks in the sidewalk.
Oh, did you play that, too, when you were a kid? Must never step on a crack in the sidewalk.
How are you on the subject of beards? Did you play beaver?
Beaver? Oh, golly. Spencer, how that takes me back. Every time we see a man with a beard, that was a beaver.
Elephants and Spencer Grayson. They have big feet and long memories. Hello, little one.
Hello, Frisky.
You are Miss America 1948, 1949, 1950, 1951, and into the indefinite future.
Little old me? You quite sure you don't mean Gladys Pendleton?
Oh, Miss Gladys Pendleton's quite a girl, isn't she? If I weren't already spoken for, I conceivably might get very interested in Miss Gladys Pendleton.
Who's spoken for you, Spencer?
I was under the impression that you had. In the same sense that I've spoken for you.
You planning to get serious all of a sudden? Way out here in front of the stars and everybody?
You know me, Faye. I'm never serious. For me, life and everything in it is a comedy. And death, oh, it's just the end of the show. You're not saying anything. Have I offended you?
Of course not, Spencer. It's a wonderful attitude. But life's a comedy. Look at all the laughs we get.
All the most beautiful things in life are the things that should make us happy. You take Gladys Pendleton. I like your friend, Miss Pendleton. She's pretty and she's intelligent. She makes me feel good.
That's fine, Spencer.
Or let's take you. The smartest thing I ever did in my life was come here to Rushville Center to see you.
I go to sleep at night happy. I wake up in the morning happy, chuckling. And that's because of you, my dearest Faye.
You mean that I amuse you?
What? Here, I'm not sure that you understand me. Yes, you amuse me in the same sense that I hope I amuse you.
Oh, here we are at the corner. Let's turn around and go back.
Let's stand here under the light for a minute so I can look at you. You know that I never get tired of looking at you?
You look at me and you laugh.
What? No. Here, are you picking a fight with me? Come here, you little goose.
Oh, Spencer, people, I'll see. No, please, please, let
me. I don't care about people. I only care about your understanding one simple little fact. I'm in love with life. I'm in love with my own success. I go through life enjoying myself. And you contribute to that enjoyment. Maybe you contribute more than any girl I ever met. So please stop twisting things, my precious. Relax, if you don't mind. Let me put my cheek against yours. So cool. So fresh. So fragrant. Do I make myself clear?
Oh, Spencer. You're much wiser than I, but sometimes you talk too much. Bend down, my dear.
Ladies, now for the first time in wash day history, you can save rinsing and actually get your clothes deep clean. For new deep cleaning Oxidol is designed to wash clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Yes, with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. You see, the new Oxidol reaches deep down into fibers, loosens dirt, and floats it away. And that's why with just one rinse, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean. Oxidol Deep Clean. And new Oxidol is wonderful for washable colors, too. So ask your dealer for this amazing new deep cleaning Oxidol. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol gets out graying dirt and washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Was there ever a nicer girl than our Faye? If you ask me, there's only one question. Is Spencer Grayson as nice as she is? Well, Spencer asks himself a big question, a most important question, tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins, presented by the Procter & Gamble Company. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new deep cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning, deep cleaning, deep cleaning.